Welcome to Act It, Season 4. My plus one, as always, is Scarlett this evening. Hello, Scarlett.
Hello, Dylan.
Are you excited? Tonight is demos.
Absolutely.
There's been much talk about these demos.
Ooh.
So, we sent them a list of 16 lines. They had to choose 8, and they have to work them into a demo.
Yep. This is going to be exciting.
We're looking for... What are we looking for, Scarlett? We're looking for people that stand out and people that are show a wide range and people that think outside the box.
Ooh.
We have something like, I'm just going to throw out a ballpark figure. We have something like 30 demos. So we're only putting 10 through at the end of the night. So we're cutting 2/3 of the people. That's a lot, Scarlett.
That is a lot.
So... We're going to listen to everybody and give a short critique, and then we're going to, at the end of the night, save 10 of you. So hopefully you're up to par. Up to par. Okay.
Was that supposed to be like a joke or something?
No, I was just trying to get you to say something.
Well, that was just, why would I comment on up to par?
I'm waiting for you to say something.
Oh,
it's hard
sorry.
To get you to talk.
Sorry.
Do you know who's up first? Because I do.
You tell me.
Blackjack.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you? Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? Oh, my God. Oh my God, we've won! We won! I can't believe it! We've won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life! Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me? We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White! You're not gonna find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago. Hey, I can fly! I can fly! Oh no. No, no, I can't! No, no, I can't! I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish!
That was Blackjack. Did you notice, Scarlett, that most of these were my lines?
Shut up. I totally did.
Your very favorite of my line. The beating heart line. That you
will
not stop saying since...
Except I completely forgot what that line is now.
Whatever.
What was that line?
You know, the beating heart here?
Seriously, I don't remember it at all.
Blackjack, I've never heard the first voice from you. I thought it was nice. And I liked your nerd snort on the line you did of Scarlett.
I heard that. I thought that was so funny.
And then there was one with the water drops where you were trying to get out of here and it sounded like you were in Trigatree's cave because she always puts water drops. And I want to give you props for the E.T. music behind the I Can Fly line.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought this showed a nice range and I thought he did some things in different ways that I would not have expected. What did you think?
I really liked it. I thought it was really cute.
That's it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe some of the music transitions could have been a little bit better because it got a little bit choppy, but that's not a big deal, really.
But overall, you liked this one.
Yeah,
you thought
I did.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Cute meaning good or cute meaning cute?
Cute meaning cute. It's good. It's good.
Okay. Yeah, I like this, Blackjack. I thought it was a nice, strong start to the night. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to hear what everybody else does with these lines, because you did some things I would not have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Julie H. is up next.
Okay, okay.
Listen to her.
We are going to go in there, as one, and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty
You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
What's that noise I'm hearing? I've never heard it before. It sounds very odd. My heart is racing. What's going on?
Stop it. Just stop it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We were together 5 years ago. It's over now.
Mm-hmm.
We are over now. Please, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Go away. Put it down. Mm-hmm. Put it down, please. Mm-hmm.
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives. And you just want to quit.
Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Scarlett, that was Julie H.
Yes, it was.
You can start on this one.
Okay, that was really, really funny. I thought that was really entertaining. 2 minutes is a bit long for a lot of demo reels. But every line, you just set up a whole scene, and I thought that was really, really good. And the musical was hilarious. And then the other scene with the groans, I almost died. I was not expecting that. Sorry. Continue.
I didn't even start. I need me continue. You continue.
No, I was
The fact. Oh.
Go.
The fact that, because I think in demos people always overlook. You have to make a character, even if it's just the one line. And you did that with every single one of these lines, which I really liked. Your yelling voices always sound like you're fake yelling, and that really bothers me. Like, the very first line, the Betty White line, sounded fake yelling. So I thought I would hate the rest of this demo, but everything else I really loved. I loved your beating heart line. I loved the fact that you sung the line and you made it into, like, demos, the musical. And, like, I really liked everything you did except for the very first line. And, again, I thought, like she said, I thought you built a character and a scene for every single one of these lines. And the fact that it was 2 minutes didn't bother me because it didn't drag at all.
Yeah, like, it didn't drag at all. I was just saying, on average,
some of your monologues at the beginning of earlier this season dragged, but this did not drag. I could have heard more of this.
Me too.
Good job, Julie H. I really enjoyed this one. This was a good one.
All right.
I think she set a new bar, and everybody's got to keep up now.
Ooh.
Speaking of people keeping up, E. Copper's up next. Copper, let's listen.
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Just leave me alone. Go away!
Put that down. Put that down, please!
You're not gonna find a beating heart here! That died a long time ago!
Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit? Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
I can fly. I can fly. Oh no.
No, I can't! No, I can't!
Cover. Hey, let's talk about this one. Because in a way, it was cool that you kind of set your lines to make a scene, but there was not enough differentiation between the voices or breaks between the lines a lot of times, so it was hard to tell where one line started and the other finished. Or one line finished and the other one started is a better way to say it. More better. But that really bothered me. So, like, next time, make sure you place lines where you're doing voices, like, between the ones where you're just using your regular voice or slight variations of it. I think a lot of times, I think your voices sound a lot different to you because you're so used to your normal voice, but to the average listener, a lot of them sounded very similar. And the crying one, I don't know if it worked for me. It sort of sounded good for, like, over-the-top crying, but if you're going for legit crying, I don't know. I don't know if you showed a lot of, like, realism in these lines, which is okay if you are doing, like, crazy voices and stuff. But again, a lot of them blended together. What did you think, Scarlett?
I have to agree. I thought, at one point, I actually thought that the lines merged, like, were completely merged. Mm-hmm. And then also at one point there was like no one was talking for like a couple seconds and it was just the background noise. And like that
they were like rapid fire, and then all of a sudden there was like a 10-second pause.
Yeah, like don't have any silence in a demo reel. You wanna get as much in as you can.
But at the same time have a little bit of silence between your lines.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But like that was 5 seconds. Far too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. We'll do Half a City of the Night. I didn't hate it.
I thought it was really good.
Heaven Incarnate is up next.
Alrighty.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you? I can fly! No, I can't! I told myself, I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. I mean, if I can't cry, then how am I supposed to react? What's that noise I'm hearing? I've never heard it before. It sounds very odd. My heart is racing! What's going on? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me? Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard. Oh my god. Oh my god! We won! We won! You can't believe it! We won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life!
That was Heaven Incarnate, Scarlett.
Oh, was it really?
It was.
Oh.
What did you think?
Thought it was pretty good. I was kind of biased because those are mostly my lines. And I was like, yes!
Nobody's doing my lines!
I know. Oh, okay, so an actual opinion.
I know it's hard for you, but you have to.
I know. I liked it. I thought probably maybe you could have varied in like voices or accents a bit more per character, but it was good emotion.
I was a little disappointed in this one because you are very subtle with your deliveries and you aren't really a voice guy, and I get that. But at the same time, I want your lines to alternate in intensity maybe, like instead of placing like
two. That's true.
I thought some of the bigger lines you didn't really do anything with, and you only got a little bigger. Just there wasn't a lot of variation here. Your last line really made me smile, though. I really liked your delivery of how excited you were about winning the lottery. It's something really, like, I really liked that. But yeah, for overall, like, I didn't feel like I wanted a lot more
energy.
Yeah, energy, and I wanted variation in his lines, so he had some lines that had energy. I don't know. I think with demos, it's really important where you place your lines.
It's extremely important. You need to make sure, like, you need to make sure that you kind of keep very different things all in a row, because you don't want, like, if you're gonna have lines that sound kind of close, make sure they are far apart from each other.
Another thing that would help you is look at your line and ask yourself, what happened right before my character said this line, because then you can really, like, get into character, and I feel like that'll help the delivery on it. But I didn't hate this. I was a little disappointed, but I don't know. I don't know where this is going to place overall. We'll have to see later on tonight. I don't have anything else to say about this year.
Nope, I think it's good.
Pod is up next.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit?
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great, now could you take a few steps away and lie down on it?
By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please, just leave me alone. Go away. Put that down. Put that down, please.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
Scarlett, we were just talking about how sad your dad would be if nobody did your dad's line. And somebody did it just then. Pot did it.
I know. I'm so excited. I was so happy.
Her dad read the Bruno Mars line.
Yeah, and he was like, I want to listen to these demos when they're out. And I was like, okay, whatever does your line.
But now that he will get to hear the pod.
I know, so exciting.
I think you want to start on this one?
Sure. Okay. I thought you showed really good range in your voice. And I liked the accents. I recognize some of the background music from Bad and Kaitos because I fucking love that game. I did not just swear, but...
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, I thought it was a good range. I thought it showed a good range.
You did a good job of placing lines where you're using your normal voice with lines where you're using crazy accents, and I thought you did a good job with that. Mm-hmm. I love the voice you did for the expedition because it sounded like a...
Yeah, me too.
An evil British, like, 18th century British man.
Yeah.
Like the guy from Hercules or something. Or not Hercules, Tarzan. Never mind. Anyway, I love the voice for the expedition. I liked your Ferrari line a lot. Your accents, I love your accents because they're always, like, kind of over the top, but then they always are kind of also believable. They're always, like, super villain accents, and I really like that. And I like your delivery for the most part on lines. I thought this was a solid demo.
Me too. I thought it was really solid.
Are you ready to listen to Apotheria?
Ooh, always.
All right, let's do it.
It's following me. I know it is. Every morning I wake up, and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it.
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Hello? Hello? Somebody get me out of here! Can anybody hear me?
Hey, remember the Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars! Dozens of lives. And you just want to quit?
I can fly! I can fly! No! No, I can't! No, I can't!
That was the perfect butt line.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy because whenever I like thought of the I can't fly thing, I always pictured that rewind noise.
Really?
Like, yeah, always. That's always pictured in my head. So the fact that you did that just got bonus points because like that's always how I pictured it. And just you did it and I was like, yes!
Let me say, line two was a crazy take on that line that I never would have thought of, and I really liked it.
I know.
It's like homoerotic, and it made me cry. I want to see a horror movie with you as the serial killer. I know I say that a lot, but Lin Wan reaffirmed that. Why are you not famous playing evil, evil people? This was absolutely great. So many changes in voices that all sounded fairly believable. It was super entertaining. I thought the last line in the wah, wah, wah was a perfect button line for the demo. And I thought that you just nailed this completely. You killed it, Apotheria. What do you think?
I agree.
You have to have opinions of your own at some point, Scarlett.
I said you got bonus points because you did the rewind noise. That wasn't the whole reason why, though. It was extremely entertaining. It wasn't, like, your goal if you do that.
From now on tonight, Scarlett is going first, so she can't just be like, I agree. Well, okay. I hope you start taking notes, Scarlett.
I am. It's just my notes so far have been like lol or nice range or entertaining.
Demos are hard to critique because they're right. Whenever I start typing up critique for one line, they're already on to the next line.
Yeah. So like I only have two words per like.
I was like mid sentence for his first line and then he went to the second line. I was like, OMG.
Yeah.
Jeffers is up next.
Alrighty.
Stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to it, right?
Let's be honest here. You're not gonna give me the information I want, and I'm not gonna let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you. It's following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up, and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish. You're not gonna find the beating art here. That died a long time ago.
I can fly. I can fly. Oh no. No, I can't. No, I can't.
That was Jeffers.
Yes, it was.
I'm sick of everybody doing your I can fly line.
I love it so much.
There's always one line that almost everybody does. And this season, it's your line, and that irritates me.
That makes you so happy.
But my beating heart line is a close second.
It is. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a turnaround.
Maybe. You can start.
This is so funny. I feel like we're having just a competition as to what our lines are popular.
We are having
as we're judging people. Right. So, because I feel inadequate, I tried to write down. Okay, so the very first scene, I was just a little put off because it seemed out of place to be in a cave while answering a phone. If I was stuck in a cave and I answered a phone, I wouldn't be listening to someone being scared through the phone, right?
Mm.
That's where my effect came in.
Maybe he just lives in a cave or in sewers.
No, well, it's...
Well, okay, think about this. Okay. The evil killer has kidnapped the person and locked them in some sort of, like, dungeon area with a phone so he can call and make threats. Yeah? Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. I'm trying to understand your logic. It made a bit of sense, maybe. But I really, really, really liked when you were a killer and you had the grunting noise in the background of the person that was captured.
Yeah.
And that was really, really cool. But I would say try to have a little bit more variation, because to me it sounded like it was like scared, then an evil villain, then another scared line, and then another evil villain line.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
I liked your, I don't know what you were going for in line one. Maybe it was like a teen girl babysitter, but I liked the voice a lot. And I liked the acting on it. You had a weird take on the information line that I really liked, because you weren't overtly evil at first, and I think that makes for scarier villains. And then you started laughing, and I really liked that line.
I really liked the laugh, too.
I like Fish as much as the next guy. You sort of slurred a little bit, so you need to be very careful, because I think you maybe rushed it a little bit, and I think you're the kind of blended in with part of the rest of it. But overall, I agree with Scarlett. Now I'm agreeing with you, Scarlett, that I didn't feel like there's a lot of variation here. But the variation that I did hear, I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a maybe right now. But I guess it depends on whether the people that are coming up next are going to be worse or better.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he was bad. I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't
love it. That's why I chose a number system.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I've got my yes, no, and maybe system that I will, at the end of the night, go back and re-look through everybody that I have yeses and maybes.
Okay.
Some people you can hear and, like, I can hear and I already know I'm going to say no, so it's okay.
See, you're just so much better, because for me, I'm always like, I want to say yes to everyone.
You're going
to
end up with a tie with a lot of people with the same number anyway, so.
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm putting in, like, point numbers now, just normally, to make sure that won't happen.
We air the files in the order that we get them, but a lot of people replied to the email I sent out. So I have this one giant clump of auditions, and, like, because, like, Seymour, who's coming up next, technically sent his in first, but since it's in the big clump of email, we're just going to do all those at one time, which is what we're going to do now.
Okay.
So, Seymour is up next.
Don't stop! Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard of stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
I can fly! I can fly! Oh no, I can't!
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars and dozens of lives, and you just want to quit?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
Hello? Hello? Can someone get me out of here? Can anyone hear me? Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago!
That was Seymour.
That was Seymour.
Every time I hear Seymour's name, I get a little Shop of Horrors stuck in my head. You're first.
Oh, I'm first.
Yeah, hey, all night.
Background music. I love it. Love that game. That was Zelda Wind Waker. I played that game so many times. It's like, it's actually really bad.
So many times.
It's probably my most played video game aside from like Animal Crossing. And
so many times.
Whatever. So, I really liked it. It was short, but it was really, really good and short. Like, as in shorts, what's good about it?
Yeah, I was like, leave him wanting more instead of going way long and making him be like, okay, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, and
I don't think we would have done that with him.
Yeah. What?
But I don't think we would have done that either way.
Anyway, actually a really good time, because when you send off like a professional demo or whatever, you don't want to waste their time. And if they see it's like over a minute and 30, they aren't
going
to
listen to it. When you send off an active demo, you don't want to waste our time either, because we're listening to 30 of them back to back.
Yeah, but this was really well done, and I really, really liked the energy you put into one of the last lines. I forget which one it was, but like, it was just kind of, you were kind of mellow, but I don't really remember. But at the very end, you rose and were like really loud, and it just totally was awesome. And I think that was the very last line. And so it just kind of leaves you going, oh my God, right? And then it ends, and that's good.
Yeah, you didn't cheat the yelling at all. You actually yelled. I thought you went balls to the wall on every single line. And for me, you're like an early contender for the championship. So kudos to you, sir.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites of the evening thus far.
Nice.
I'm trying to not say best of the night so far, man. So I'm saying favorite of the evening thus far.
Favorite of the evening thus far.
Thus far.
Thus far.
I thought this was great. Good job. And the fact that you pack so much action and adventure into 1 minute makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Rye Guy, winner of season 2, is up next.
All right.
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great, now could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit!
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, go ahead and kill you?
I can fly! I can fly! Oh, no, no, I can't! No, I can't!
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please, leave me alone. Go away. Put that down! Put that down. Please.
That was Rye Guy.
Yes, it was.
You, what did you think, you?
Me?
You.
Me?
You.
I'll take that as me?
Yes.
Okay, I really, really liked the variations. I thought you had some great accents. The lines were well chosen to be in between each other and stuff like that. I love the gulp that... It sounded almost like it was a sound clip.
It did, but then it also sounded like legit.
Yeah. Mm. See, there's an example, guys.
That's kind of what not of how not to gulp.
But yeah, and then I really, really liked the last voice. I found it very nice.
I like your first line that with the grenade. Your dad will be happy.
My dad will be. That's actually what I wrote down. I wrote down, nice. Dad like it.
I really like that character. I want to see a whole show with that character. Because he was like so nonchalant in the middle of battlefield and like talking about Bruno Mars. For me, he made that line, which is like a ridiculous line. He made it like, he put it in a context that really worked for me.
I know.
I really like that. I like your reads on all of, like a lot of these. Just, you have like a natural comedic read on things. Like,
mm-hmm.
When you were the villain, you were like, so should I just kill you now? That line. Because you dropped the energy a little bit and got like, kind of like, I don't know. I really like that one a lot too. I really like you, Raga. You make me laugh. And I think that you're good with voices, because a lot of your voices sounded like legit voices. They didn't sound so out there, and they sounded like variations on your normal voice.
Yeah, they sounded like different characters.
Right. I really liked it. And for all of your characters, you had like you changed up your way of speaking for some of them, and you had different like personalities for them, and I think that's hard to convey with a demo, and I think you did a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next up, or did you have anything else you wanted to say about it?
No.
Next up is Allie T.
Hey.
No. Pirate Jenny.
Oh.
Same person.
Way to get the names right.
Pirate Jenny. Pirate Way to Jenny. Not send an MP3, Pirate Jenny. Okay, let's listen.